Hello, welcome back to another Contemplative Living. You know, we're still here in the Dominican, loving it. It's nice and hot today. You can see I'm a little more perspiration going on here, but we're loving it here. And today's subject's kind of, you know, brings us back to the beginning, because we're going to talk about who are you? Who are you really? You know, so. In one of my conversations with one of my spirit conversations where I go into contemplation, the theme of it was, you know, turn it around and look at your being from all directions. And what do you experience but pure love and compassion? Because when we get to the root of it, that's what we're really talking about. We're talking about who we really are. So let's get to it.
Welcome. Now creating a life of peace. This is Contemplative Living with David Bennett. Contemplations and reflections to help with spiritual living. This podcast is made possible by dharmatalks.com.
All right, so to really get started, we need to examine, who are you? Who are you indeed? Is there something deeper that defines us? That's kind of the question. And it's a question that has puzzled philosophers and thinkers for centuries, yet one that remains unanswered. So perhaps we are shaped by our relationships. You know, we form those with others and by the connections that we make and the impact that we have on those around us? Or is it our passions, our interests that truly define who we are, shaping our beliefs and guiding our actions? But then again, could it be something more intangible, a sense of purpose, our destiny that drives us forward? You know, that push that we feel. We can't explain it, can't touch it, but it pushes us to seek out new challenges and opportunities. So where is the threshold of your being? That's the next question, right? The threshold of your being may be found in those moments when you feel most alive, when your heart beats with passion and purpose, when your mind is clear and focused, and when your spirit soars with joy. I really believe that when we touch on that joy, that inner joy, that's when we're closest to who we really are. And it's in those moments that you really, truly connect with the essence, your inner essence, your higher divine self, and without any labels, without any expectations. But the threshold can also be found in times of struggle and pain, where you're pushed to the limits and forced to confront your deepest fears and your insecurities. These challenges test not only our strength, but also reveal our hidden depths. Those depths within us that you never knew existed until you were challenged. So, where is the threshold of your being? Again, the question. Perhaps it lies somewhere between vulnerability and resilience, between doubt and faith, between darkness and light. Only by exploring these extremes can we truly understand the complexity of our own existence. So our ignorance keeps us believing that we're absolute separate individuals. You know, we come from that oneness, we're brought into this physical life, and we're suddenly doing a dance that, you know, we feel like, oh, we're these separate individuals that are striving through life. We have to carve our way through life. That used to be my philosophy. You have to, you know, cut your swath through life. Well, that is farthest from the truth, but it's our own ignorance that keeps us believing that we're separate individuals. There's an interconnectedness that we are all a part of. But again, who are we? Do we know that? Is that a part of our reality? Because when we believe that we're separate individuals, then we don't see humanity in a whole as something that we can contribute to, something that we can get behind, we can help, we move forward. So am I my job, my family, or a conglomerate of all of those personas? You know, from childhood, we start to develop these personas that we want somebody to believe that we're smart, that we're strong, that we're capable, right? We want all of those things, but we have to forge these personas so that other people believe it. At least that's what we think, because we're thinking we're separate individuals. Again, farthest from the truth, when we let go and just be authentic, that's when people can really sense who we really are. And yes, there are times that we are going to be strong. There's times that we're going to be weak. But when we're authentic, people can see the true being, who we really are. And so we can let those personas go and just be ourselves. So let's be the pillar with humanity's madness swirling around us. You know, we live in a world where chaos and madness seems to be the norm these days. We see it all over the place. It comes at us from all different directions. And it can feel overwhelming. We can feel lost. But in the midst of this swirling storm of humanity's darkness, there lies an opportunity for each of us to stand tall as a pillar of strength and a pillar of light. Being a pillar amidst the madness means embodying kindness, empathy, compassion, and doing it in everything that we do, bringing it into our day-to-day life. It means choosing love over hate, understanding over judgment, and most of all, forgiveness over bitterness. It means being a beacon of hope in a sea of despair. So when we choose to be the pillar, and the madness is swirling all around us, we can not only uplift ourselves, but also, at the same time, we can create a ripple effect that can transform our world into a place of peace and harmony. Now, examine the wonder, the miracle unfolding. Wonder is something, and I've talked about this a number of times, about how wonder is when we live in a state of wonder, we become explorers. We're seeking the truth. We're trying to find where the truth lies. Now, there's that factual truth that we've all learned, right? But in wonder, there's a truth that resonates within our hearts. And that is a grander truth. That's our personal truth that we know, and it guides us. It leads us through that state of wonder, so that we can see the synchronicities, we can see the miracles as they unfold. That's truly living within your connection. When you're living like that, you know who you are. We share a responsibility of sculpting our souls into loving light. When we think about sculpting our souls, it's a powerful reminder that we all have the ability to shape our own inner beings. Just as an artist carefully chisels away that, you know, the block of marble to reveal a beautiful sculpture within, we too must take the time and the effort to work on ourselves from the inside out. It's not easy. It's definitely not easy, and most of the time uncomfortable, to confront our flaws and our imperfections, but through self-reflection and personal growth, we can transform ourselves into these radiant beings that we wish to be, that we want to be. And these beings carry so much love, so much compassion. That's what we need to transform this world. And each action we take, each word we speak, has the power to either uplift or tear down. So those around us can feel that. And that, again, when we're living within our true nature and our authenticity, people recognize the power of our true being. And by choosing kindness over cruelty, understanding over judgment, and forgiveness over resentment, we contribute to the collective consciousness of humanity. We're helping our world evolve. So in this journey, We want to evolve into a more loving, light-filled person. So let us remember that every small step towards love, every step towards positivity, they all matter. We're all interconnected in this world. And therefore, it's crucial for each individual to do their part in spreading light and spreading healing energy wherever we go. Remember, compassion, love, and joy. All right? So I hope this week that you can take some time, take a little time to reflect and contemplate. Who are you? Who are you really deep down? And how can you bring that forth into your day-to-day life, into all of your interactions, and be the best person you can possibly be? I hope you have a blessed week. Namaste.
Thank you for listening today to Contemplative Living with David Bennett. Please be sure to subscribe, listen, and share with your friends wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can find us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the Podbean app. You can find the links to these on David's website, dharmatalks.com, on the Contemplative Living page. Have a blessed week.